You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Death of a Salesman, the Art of Selling by Serving. The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. All leaders must learn to sell. Some people don't think of themselves as salespeople. Everyone is in sales. Leaders, speakers, preachers, purchasers, controllers, administrative assistants, parents, and spouses sell every day. We constantly are trying to get someone to see our point of view. That is called persuasion. I want to go to eat at this restaurant, darling. Why? I have to present the benefits. I'm in sales. I want my child to brush their teeth. I have to present the benefits of continuing to have teeth. As a parent, I'm always selling. You're always selling. Anytime you're trying to get someone to adopt your idea, move in your direction, you are selling. Now, most people that aren't in sales kind of repel at this idea. But you got to stop and realize everyone is in sales. Have you noticed that the maintenance people that work in this establishment are in sales? Not only the fact that they maintain a quality thing, but you're driving past and they have their golf cart and they stop until you walk past. They're in sales. They're not just in maintenance. That's called training. They may or may not grasp why they're taught to do that, but they are in sales as well as in maintenance. Everyone is in sales. Sales should never be manipulative or pushy. How many of you never want to be pushy? You should all raise your hands. How many of you never want your team to be pushy? I don't want anybody on my team to be pushy. I want a bunch of them being pulley. I want them being like a high-class waiter or waitress in a five-star restaurant in a gourmet food experience. I want them to assist in the process of an experience by serving. That's selling when it's done right. Purchasing something from a good salesperson is fun, just like going and having a gourmet meal and having that served to you by a world-class waiter or waitress is fun, which, by the way, they are some of the best salespeople on the planet. Some of them are in negative sales. They do a little bit of a takeaway. Well, there's only a couple of the lobster dishes left if I get the order in quick. I didn't even want lobster, but now since there's only a couple left. And the chef was back there going, hey, get these last two lobsters out of here, somebody. Right? But the way it's presented is everything. Persuasion is truly the world's oldest profession. That'll come to you later. Selling is the highest paid profession with the most advancement potential. More salespeople end up as CEOs than anything else. The second largest is CFOs. CMOs, more chief marketing officers, people who do marketing, have a marketing mentality, move into the CEO ranks in corporate America than any other. The second is the bean counter. In the publicly traded company nowadays, bean counters are starting to pass the marketers because of Sarbanes-Oxley, and all you do in a publicly traded company is count beans, but you can't get any work done for the counting the beans. But anyway, thank you to federal government for, anyway, say. So selling is the highest paid profession with the most advancement potential. And I guess that's because people can serve a customer, they can serve team members. There's a tie-in here, services leadership, customer service. Rabbi Lappin says it's no accident that we say customer service or servant leaders, and it's the same vernacular we use for worship service. Customer service, worship service, servant leader. And this is how selling needs to be approached. Every team member is in sales, and you have to teach them this. So the guy walking up with a heating and air company that we talked about with the blue booties on and the thing on his shirt and his uniform is pressed and his shirt tail is tucked in and he smiles and greets the homeowner by name and doesn't leave any loose parts and does a good job and comes back if there's any problem and assures them that he's personally there to take care of their needs. He realizes he's not a heating and air technician. He's in marketing.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Prophet University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.